Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movies and I go downtown. Somebody telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Well, another day. You're listening to Blog Talk Radio Network and Cosmic Philosopher. I am Timo Zed. Another day, I don't feel too bad today. And I'm thinking about something ultimately serious. Yes, something very ultimately serious that to go there is serious. What I'm thinking about is serious. All right. I hope that you are feeling good today. And may we continue to hold on to our knowledge on the faith and the belief in the knowledge, not the other way around. I am trusting that at some point we will burst into that knowledge which solidify our thinking and that we will eventually reach that state of satisfaction in what our knowledge teaches us. One of the things that I realize is very difficult for us earthlings to perceive and to understand, and that is the true origin of civilization. As far as I can see, only civilization can resolve our earthly problem. Civilization. The knowledge of civilization. As I am seeing, our grief and pain that we are having now, it has a cause. There is a cause for our woe. How do we now get the right understanding of it? Whereas we are born into societal system, and it's difficult to view the essence of what we see around us. It is not something that we grow up among the people of society, and they teach us the facts of our real beginning to understand life and gain a full command of how we are to live. As we can see, there are things that have been put into society the people who say they are the government of the people. It's very clear that when it comes to like American government, as we come to know it, the country, America, was America. And after that, it is renamed United States, the U.S. Right? Nobody seems to pay attention to what kind of government existed before U.S. came along. What kind of, surely, civilization exists at that time? We could go far back in history where history would show us that there was no civilization. And there came a time civilization came about. But nobody will deal with that. But without that happen, there would be no civilization at all. Nothing would be here to make sense. We would not be here. No civilized people were here. But what existed further back. Further back in time, before civilization occurred. The hominid creatures, the primates, the apes, they existed. If we're not able to relate to what existed in the world history textbook, nobody else don't have no church nor nothing like that that can supply the knowledge that I'm talking about right now. So if you're going to a church that is telling you how life's supposed to go and about Jesus and Adam and Eve, well, those are when civilization is after civilization. But civilization came while the hominid, Homo erectus, were here. If I say it right, I mean to say there was no civilization at all and there was no hominids on planet Earth. If you can think back to that time when, of course, it was billions of years before any creature as we call a species. Yeah, there was nothing alive like these things. And then came the crawling things, these little things that crawl or whatever it is. And there was no God's civilization, because it is the Elohim gods that came to Earth on a mission of mining gold. They brought civilization. And what is civilization? If you don't know the right definition for this civilization, as you say, human civilization, humans did not create their own civilization. Civilization is by the gods. So if we want to find out exactly, there could not be government before civilization. It has to be civilization that brings forth anything that we can relate to on Earth today. Civilization had to be there first. And what is that civilization? That day when civilization came to Earth. Remember, on Earth, there is the hominid, or bipedal, walking on two legs. Not four, two legs. If we understand that, follow the chronology, there was no civilization. Then came little creature crawling on the ground and microscopic things and stuff like that, whether in water or on the earth, but there was no human type civilization. And human beings did not create themselves civilized. So the ape that first began to walk on the planet on two legs, they were not civilized. They were apes, right? Primates. Talk about it for real, because how long did that exist? Before creation. Not before creation, but before civilization. It must become apparent to us. It must be convincing of the actual existence of what consists as civilization. If you go into a world history textbook right now, it probably doesn't even tell you what is civilization. They might tell you is when people make up something, institution and stuff like that, and you say that is civilization. But that is the product of civilization. That's what it is. Anytime you start to talk about something that exists, something good, something positive, that is not what creates civilization. If you don't know that civilization is something, it is a actual, factual thing, something. Civilization is a something, right? So you can, something that you can describe, right? So if I say the word civilization, come on with me now, because this is very serious pertaining to the knowledge of people, civilized people. Animals don't sit down and talk about civilization. The animals did not create civilization, so therefore civilization came before these animals. Civilization had to come first. All right. If there was anything that began to be like any creatures around, the creatures that is around before civilization are like what we call these first crawling things then, right? Crawling things. Forgot what they call those names. But those things that were crawling around were not creatures like what we'd call a monkey, right? But I am emphasizing something. I'm emphasizing that we are to know. We can't let the knowledge pass by us day after day and night after night, and we don't get to know exactly what civilization is. Now, I want you to take a good view of what civilization is. We can't know unless we write and know the definition. All right, civilization. Let's see if we're going to get it right. Civilization, the stage of human, social, and cultural development. Organization. All right? So, I tell you that we are not on good grounds understanding the very life in the world that we are in. And who is going to tell you what civilization is today in the dictionary, such as the one I open up on the PC now? Who is the representation in the civilized world that is going to tell you exactly what civilization is? Now, if a person cannot tell you when there was no civilization, they are not in any kind of a position to talk about civilization because they don't know. So clearly they're going to sell you short to lead you into a never, never land and a world of confusion, because AD Anadamani is not civilization. White people are not civilization. They are trying to be civilized, but they are not. What do they have in writing to tell you is civilization? Here I am reading it. Google. Google. Civilization is a noun. That means it is something. When did this something come about? Was it around before the apes? To answer it. Because if you don't answer it, don't come out talking about politics. Don't come out talking about anything that came about. Not during 3.5 million years ago. No. When this noun, this object, this noun, civilization, when did it come about? Listen, if you do not know, shut up and go eat your grass or something like that. Now, I'm reading to you from this dictionary of Google, which the sodomites, they are controlling. Do they have right to control anything here? No, they do not. Because white people don't even know what is government jurisdiction. No. If any is the confusion, from their confusion, they begin to make some things from what they perceive to be civilization. But I can tell you, the fact that we know by history that the hominid species in the world history textbook not coming from civilization. We haven't had anything from Europe, white people, sodomites them, to show that they are the maker of any kind of civilization. White people are not of civilization. And if you think that I am wrong, no, I want you to call me and tell me what you know civilization is. And I am telling you, we're coming down to a point now where we're going to find out decisively what is civilization. And we have to be truthful to the history that we read, because we don't have anybody, no soul at all that can tell us outside of the provision of civilization that taught civilized people about the fullness of civilization. Outside of that, we are in confusion and only users of things that civilization creates. That's not what we're talking about right now. That is an effect of civilization. The focus of civilization that I am talking about is when civilization came about. So now, once we get the fact of civilized, who is a civilized person? You cannot get a civilized person back 3.5 to 4 million years ago. You cannot, you will never find an object that is civilized. This is how clear and how decisive our world is, where we as civilized people can actually just point to exactly what is uncivilized from civilized. Now, so to make it clear, is that being civilized, you have to get civilized before you get civilization. If you say civilized, what you gonna get? Let's see. Remember, civilization is a noun. Let's see what civilizes. As far as I can see now, I'm gonna say, I bet you, when I come up, this dictionary is not gonna tell me the same thing. Civilization is a noun, meaning it's a compilation of something. It's a noun. All right, let's take it down to civilize and see what we get. Civilize. I bet you. This is how serious finding a fact is all about. So this is where we're going to take these sodomite white hominids. This is where we're going to take them, because they claim that they're ruling the world, and we're going to show them they're not ruling the world. They are being foolish. They are being retarded. Because they don't know the difference between civilized or civilization. They do not. And their species was millions of years developing on Earth. That's what we have. Okay? And the fact is, whether or not you like it, because I'm not running a government, I am an individual. I am a product. But who am I in the whole civilized or civilization? Of course, I'm a part of the both factors of civilized and civilization. Distinguished now by this dictionary. It is helping us, though not perfectly, but it is helping us to dig down to the primary part of what we are trying to define, right? So the thing is, on planet Earth, there was nothing civilized, and then there was no civilization. Because to have civilization, you have to first be civilized. You have to be civilized. So there was no one civilized. European hominids, they were not civilized. Plain and simple. All right? So, civilized at an advanced stage. See that? Because this is describing to you, it is an adjective. Civilized is an adjective. It is describing something. It is describing I see as the shan. Civilization. That shan part is it is the noun, right? Civilization. That is the thing. So it has the intangible, because the intangible is the civilized. It means your mental. It's not a fruit or nothing like that. It is your mental. it's the faculty, the brain, the power that you can hold with your hand. Now, we are existing by something that must be taken apart and examined. Who we are. You see? And we will get rid of all the problems that we are having. If we go to the word clarity, and the word will tell us exactly where we're coming from. Well, the white people, them don't want to hear none of this. Because they want to, like, use civilization, but they don't have any civil. They don't have any civilized, part to their civilization. They are using civilization, meaning that civilization created the Shan, right? And the white people, they never have no civilized. They never had any civilized at all for 3.5-4 million years. They had no civilized. And therefore, they couldn't have civilization. The Shan, them don't have that. So what they are using now is the Shan that civilized have created. All right. How did civilization came about? What they are telling us about, first, for them to be right about civilization, they have to first be right with civilized. And civilized mean at an advanced stage of social and cultural development. Where did that come from? A certain state. And for sure, when did the hominid primates, when did they develop civilized? We want to know that. We want to know where civilized come from with the primates. When? 3 to 4 million years. When? Look, right now as I'm talking to you, Europe is not a civilized land. It has never been settled by civilized creatures or people. And no white people has ever been civilized. They cannot be a civilization. That's the reason why you see they settled. They develop in Africa, go into Europe, right? They go into Europe and settle into Europe, and where they wander about and get off into a whole bunch of a misery with civilized people. That's what happened. That is what happened. And now they say they have taken over with AD Anadamani. AD Anadamani doesn't have anything to fit into civilization. Now, I am saying white people must get out. Otherwise, the gods will destroy them and not even dust of them may leave. Because they don't fit civilization in any kind of way. It's a fact. They don't have a civilized government. They don't have anything civilized. This I am reading from my PC, Google. Listen, the day would come like it is today. White people don't have a say in civilization. No say whatsoever. How how did I come to this point here where I'm saying, send the KGB or whatever them call them, bring all of these institutions down on the world history textbook and on the dictionary and prove what I am saying wrong. I'm saying no. I don't want to see no white people talking about their government and church and so forth. I don't want to see none of them around. Get out. Get out. I don't want to see nor hear nothing from them. They're out there with Trump and stuff. Take Trump back to where there is no civilization. Europe. Take them back up there, because this is one of the most serious things that we have in front of us. Sodomites, who are half wild creatures, because at one time they were only hominids, primates, and bipedal. That's what they were. They have no civilized and no zation, no zation, right? Civilization, no lization, none of that. They don't have, they're not carrying nothing with them. They're out there killing the people who don't do them anything. Dig hole and dump these people in there. I mean, knock their head out, you know, alive. Under the rocks or under the dirt. That's what these white people are doing, and behave like they are doing everything that is just fine. I'm telling you no. And I am saying that, look, open them up. What the gods been wanting to do, and that is blast them out of where you can see them. Really, there are many things that is happening on the planet right now. Look up in the skies. You know, and if you are where the skies are looking white clouds and, you know, what do you call it now? Sporadic spread of clouds out there. And in some of these clouds, you will see some tornadoes piping down, you know, around the cloudy thing down on the ground like a chute, right? And then people begin to like go to all kind of changes, all kind of changes. And in some of these places, you see where the tornado is in action, and you see some of these white people trying to hide their babies and all them kind of things, and they don't realize that the gods telling them, get out of my territory. They don't understand that. But here I am breaking it down. Whereas these people do some harmful things. They call themselves people now, but who they are demon-filled primates. That's what they are. And want to call themselves human beings. Yeah. You see, they come here, and the amount of Holocaust that they have killed of the African people in the Western Hemisphere. We have it in the history where several thousands of years went by, beginning with the first year. 100,000 years ago, and counting down to where we are. Where these primates have done wicked, wicked things that affects the African people. And that our African people are under serious mental retardation from that point on to where we are right now, that we're not considered a civilized people anymore. by people who are not civilized. Our brain has been deteriorated. We are not the same kind of people. Let me tell you something. I'm going to bring something up here, and I'm going to I'm going to bring you something. And read to you what these white people think about African people, the civilized people. Because African indigenous people would not be on the planet Earth unless the gods, the Elohim, wanted workers in South Africa to mine gold. Because the history shows 445,000 years ago, they came to Earth. Today, we don't consider this like reality, because these faggot white people, they come in and say that they are human being now. They're modern man and all this kind of stuff. They think that they are making a mockery of us, and the gods are out of sight and out of, they don't care about no gods because, you know, gods are not here, and we turn fools, so they take charge. That's why they're building all these old bunch of things that never existed at all and claim it is God. Like, they're not afraid of saying this sodomite pope is evil, even though that pope would turn around and said, you know, pope will apologize for sins of Catholic. And they, everything that is down to the ground, fucking dogs and stuff like that, is a part of what they do. And they leave their uncivilized habitat up in Europe and come and invade and settle our places in the Western world. Imagine that. Think of the process that caused. You think we take a jet plane and fly from Africa into the Western world? No, it doesn't say that. You know, in whatever channel, whatever medium they use, our people come to travel and come to the Western world. They did. But when they come to the Western world, they were long developed into a different kind of people. Because now they were riddled with all kind of a disease that they get from these Europeans that were not civilized creatures. And there is nobody today that I am hearing talking about what has happened. Because now we have everything false, tear down the understanding of civilization. That's what they do. Tear down civilization and begin to use only, you know, Zation. That's all they are using, Zation, which means the actual produce of civil. Okay? Civilize. That's what create the Zation. They're not civilized. Europe is not a civilized land, and the people who settled there 1.5 million years ago, they are not civilization. So you can't have Zation apart from civilized. You have to be first civilized. And here we have the fact that what we are here struggling with is our retardation mind. Can't get these white sodomite fucking asshole white people out of our territory. That is what's wrong with us. And which media out there you think want to jump on this and tell people the truth? No, they're not going to do that because Biden is up there, is their president. So why, what is going to make me call Biden the president of the United States? It would be because I am ignorant of civilized, or I am really civilized, and then I have the right to tell you the truth. I have the right to demonstrate what civilization is. In the history, there is nobody, no human being civilization, but those who were created 250,000 years ago in South Africa. That's what we have. So the point is, how much struggle do you think I'm going to have to just tell Biden, say, look, we want you out of our space. You got to make ready and evacuate your people out of our space. We don't want to go to no zig and zag about it. Because in the world history text, definition for all things we do, by which we are guided, you don't have any right to invade us and begin to use our things and stuff simply because we are sick. You make us sick with your disease, your ape disease, okay? Your primate disease. That's what is bothering us. It fly from Europe into all parts of the earth where we are all dying from diseases. It comes from Huna. Now, why are we taking so long? You know what? What's his name? We call him what do we call him? The man who was in South Africa. Come on
with his name, you know, in the
anyway, Nelson Mandela. All right, thank you. It takes a little while, but it's coming, right? Right, Nelson Mandela. Yes, Nelson Mandela was a lawyer. Where did he learn lawyer? Where did Nelson Mandela trained as an attorney? Let's talk about Mandela here for a minute. And I am going to tell you some more things. Okay. Where did Nelson Mandela study and graduate as a lawyer? He studied law at the University of Fort Hare. University of Fort Hare and the University of Witwatersrand before working as a lawyer in Johannesburg. There he became involved in anti-colonial and African nationalist politics. Joining the ANC in 1943. That was before I was born. Another 3 years would make me, you know, get to know in the world whatever I could know at that time. But 1946, and co-founding its youth league in 1944. So I was still 2 years behind. I have to catch up with 1946. All right. Listen to me. The fact that we are to consider that is going to make us understand where we are coming from and where we are as far as civilization is concerned, and whether or not white people have a right to settle on any piece of land that is indigenous people. Now, who created the indigenous people or the Elohim? The gods. Plain and simple. It doesn't matter how much, you know, these people climb high to fall and lose their self. That's what white people have done. Because they don't know we are going to come and understand anything. Just as how they could treat Nelson Mandela and everybody else who come up as a renowned indigenous ethnic people, because we came about the same time. All of us were created 200,000 years ago, you see? And that means all the Chinese and the Indians and the other people in the Near East and stuff like that. All of us were created in South Africa, in the Abzu. That's where we were created. Civilized human beings don't come from anywhere. When you hear these old bunch of white people with Bible and about Jesus and stuff like that. Now, you can't go down the stream and talk about what is at the head of the stream. You know, so because you don't have any much out there using the world history as the manual that tells us where we are coming from. Who are these white people here today calling themselves all kind of a mascot names? They call themselves Cro-Magnon. And later on, they're trying to, like, say the Cro-Magnon, they died out. No, at one time, they said different things. At one time, because they don't have anything for real to claim that they are a government. So we are retarded, and most of us are still retarded. So you will hear a little here and a little there by some of our people. But the less you discover of the truth is the less you will know to explain it. Well, I am going off what I know right now. And of course, there are much more to learn. All right? Now, as long as we start at the right place, once we stay following the chart, we won't slide and fall off the knowledge, because we are only talking what we know up to that point. So everybody got to watch out. Because a person who is coming from the beginning of things, that was before anything was civilized. You see what I mean? So we know for sure that hominids did not mature to civility until they go out and begin to be criminals and create all kind of havoc on the ground. Still uncivilized. Still uncivilized. These white people are just climbing all of the high-rise buildings now and have all these nice things all over the world now, and nobody know about civilization. They don't know about civilization. And I am just one person, and you can be out there and thinking all of what you said and think like, oh, it doesn't really matter. It matters. It is extremely matters whether we know or not. You may think because you have a little money and, you know, you have university education and stuff like that, that you don't care about what nobody wants to say. Well, you know what? When the day comes when you are dying and you have the last breath, you won't be able to say that. You won't be able to say anything. But now that you're alive and well and, you know, you have financial good support, you are at a place now where only knowledge is going to, like, make you have the right thought about life. But if at all you're only thinking about your money and you think about how much property you have out there and stuff like that, whether it is here or all over the world, good health lead people astray. Because when you have good health, if you don't have proper knowledge of life, you're going to talk a lot of nonsense and boast. Because, you know, not everybody wealthy like you and stuff like that. And, you know, look at Trump now. They should have dumped Trump a long time ago. But they did not. And now they have him set up like, you know, he's likely to become elected as president again. All the people who are contributing to all of this are uncivilized. And even if you have civilized blood, but you don't have no knowledge of it, your brain is retarded. You don't know what's going on. So you have to just go keep quiet. And you are the person who will go vote for the Republican or the Democrats. Because if you look into history, you can't find them as a government. You can't find democracy into the world history textbook. No, because it don't exist. You see, and when you look at the character of Jesus and God in the Holy Bible, it's not Holy Bible. Anything white people tell you is holy is unholy. Now, sitting here and I'm talking, and, you know, I don't have any assurance that anybody is listening to me. And why? Because of these uncivilized hands out there doing uncivilized things that would turn off the microphone. The technology, they have people there where all the provision for making what I say heard. And there's the attack on civilization by these primates who don't reach humanity at all, but they have some elements of the civilized people. And that's what gives them the opportunity to do what they are doing, and they are rivaling our existence. They have destroyed our first subgroup, the Neanderthals. Yeah. And then they turn on us. And in the process, they get our blood. And until today, we're marrying them And we don't know. We don't know what's going on. We don't know what's going on. You know, I was growing up to Christian parents. And they love the gospel, they love Jesus and everything like that. Before my parents passed away, I started to see things differently. And a lot of my siblings, except for one brother, you know, about some 10 of us now, because one of us passed away, and there are 10 of us right now. And only one brother, he's about 4 years older than me, he get to see something different from what the church, he was in the church in his youngest time. But he found out something wrong, and like, the church cannot be a good place like in the impression that we get when we first get into the church. Everything was fine and dandy about the church. But after my brother experienced certain type of idea in the church, he found it wrong, he removed himself. He never go back in the church. He never go back in the church. I remain in the church, though, from age 7 until 60 years of age. My mind was always to understand what's going on, though. And therefore, it was like an energy that is moving me mentally to have interest into knowing the unknown world around me. And, you know, that's what got me where I'm at here. So before my mother and dad pass away, I have a close cousin of mine, and I remember that I got into the church before my cousin went into the church. And after my mother heard me saying certain things that has to do with the difference between church and the outer world of the church. You know, it's just like you say, well, then, I'm talking civilized things now. And she used to the uncivilized, the church uncivilized thing, because everything about the church is uncivilized. And I don't mean some of the downstream type of mentality and things that we are accustomed to talking about. I'm not talking about that. Because the church does say some things that make sense. It's just like a thief. We'll not just steal all the time and don't do some good, because a criminal have good friends that not necessarily a crook, right? So I am being reasonable with what I'm saying, that I am talking about the existence of the church specifically. Right? Just like a criminal that will do some good things. Treat his good friend or his neighbor good, but him go out and do all kind of criminal and kill people. So, basically, my mother heard me talking certain things. Of course, I don't know, but my mother never seek to have, you know, like spiritual conversation with me. She's not a talker or, you know, she will talk, but she's not someone who, she's not invasive and she doesn't like try to get in your way or nothing, right, like that. However, though, I don't know what my mother, what she felt about me as one of her children. I know my mother liked me and my mother take care of me just like she take care of everybody else. But as far as being an adult, and some parents might want to have a chat with you and go a little deeper into your thinking, but my mother was not like that to me. You know, I do imagine she might talk to some of the other kids, but I don't really know. But I can only tell you that my cousin, after my mother passed away, my cousin told me that my mother lived in Jamaica, and then she would travel up to the United States, where quite a few of us as siblings are in America. And my mother would come up ever so often and visit us in America, chiefly Florida. And my cousin told me that my mother called him over to where she was staying at, and she told him to pay some attention to me. My cousin lived in America at this time. She told him she heard me talking some things that is different from the way I used to speak. And he is to pay some attention to me. You know, because sometimes people really lose their bearings and go off and no longer mentally responsive to things the way they would normally do. So I didn't know until my cousin told me that she said that. But now she's no longer alive. We can't talk about anything now because she's not here. So what was going on is that I was a very serious Christian. I wasn't just a Christian because, you know, from age seven now, come on, from age seven, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't, you know, I can't make anything of this. But to me, I was into some situation where I am to live good, right? So the church was not in and of itself something to take me into sobriety, real sobriety. The church would never take me there. And basically is the reason why later on what I begin to think about it's not pro-Christianity kind of thinking I'm doing. I was no longer pro-Christian. I was rather pro-live good, get knowledge. That's the kind of thing I was into. Therefore, I was not married to the Bible anymore. What I see in the Bible that make some sense to me, it makes sense to me. And I am going to live by that sense. However, my cousin told me, because my cousin and I began to talk now, and that's how he brought it up to me and tell me. All right, so what I have to say about that, I never smoke. I didn't drink and get drunk. I have never been drunk at all. One time I have an alteration of my consciousness from a place I was working, and came one day that we painted the floor of the store, and they closed up the doors, and that paint was very high in the odor that it puts out, that it is full of certain agents that makes me lose my regular consciousness. I've never encountered that before, but this paint was awfully strong with what the agent that they put in there. And I know when I walk out the door that day, the difference between being inside and outside there was an experience. All right, I'm saying that to say, no, I was not somebody that go to parties and go out and, you know, be with people doing all kind of things. I wasn't like that. I was always thinking to myself. And I did a fair amount of driving in Jamaica, and I was always thinking, but there was not that type of experience where I felt comfortable, because I just can't reach there where I actually know something and able to feel very, very happy and confident of what I am thinking, the good things that I have learned. I couldn't get there. I could not get there. So the church didn't have a grip on me anymore, you see, and I became available to doing some things that, you know, I didn't get off into, I mean, the kind of abominable things, but I was not as spiritual as I used to, because I think the church did not provide me with that level of understanding or knowledge. And somebody might wonder, what am I saying? Is that, for one thing, I wasn't able to read well enough to understand exactly all of those things that I would read, even in the Bible. You know, the things I read in the Bible, I don't know when I see a lie in the Bible. No, it was my belief that is affecting me on what I read. And I migrated to America, and I felt like my life was not, you know, since the ultimate is to have a connection with your creator. And I wasn't having that connection from a fruitful point of view. So what I began to do when I go to work and we get break time, 15 minutes, I always like darted out to my car, where I begin to read places in the Bible I thought I might get an inspiration. So I kept on doing that. And one thing I remember I got from frequenting the Bible was knowing the difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament. I get to learn the distinction between these two testaments. They call them the Old and New Testament, and they are separated in what you call the Old Covenant and the New Covenant. And so I get to understand that you just don't go in the Bible and just read like that. Like what I am accustomed to in the church. Just turn the Bible to any page. Take up the Bible and any page you turn to, read it. That's what God wants you to read, let's say, for that time. But that's not true. That is not true. The Bible is set up into a much better format than what they commonly tell you as directing how you should read the Bible and the right way to use the Bible. That was not true. It's two covenant, and you need to understand the distinction between the old and the new covenant that you get from the Old Testament and the New Testament. So there's no such a thing that, you know, just turn and anywhere you turn, you know, that's where God wants to talk to you. That's not true. I don't find that to be true in any kind of way. So it was that something inside of me has a sense of distinction. And sense of distinction was affecting me. It's not something that anybody is teaching me. It's words that I read that group together in a context and guide the process of me reading and come to a proper understanding. It was important for me to understand the difference between Old Covenant and the New Covenant. And after I get the sense of distinction about the purpose of the Old Covenant and the purpose of the New Covenant, I realize some other things. The difference between the Mosaic time and Jesus' time. Now, with that first knowledge that I got from what you understand in the Old Covenant, they say that is the Mosaic era. And things that Moses was teaching people according to the Bible, that was under the time of what they call the law, was the time of the spiritual law, when God and Jesus is dealing with people on a certain basis throughout that period, the Old Testament. And Aaron was a priest. Moses' brother was a priest. And, okay, so I understand that. And then it comes down to, what about the church now and St. Paul? That is New Testament. So, according to the Bible now, Jesus came. Like some 2,000 years ago, right? Where we get Christmas and Easter from. All right. So the distinction between the Old Testament, the whole covenant, and the new covenant here, for me, was serious. And it raises some problem, according to my reading, that cannot be doing the Moses thing under Jesus' fulfillment. Jesus now is the new covenant. And the things that are in the New Testament must be regarded as is written in the New Testament, and no longer using Moses' law under the New Testament. You can't do that, because the distinction is between the two covenants. New covenant and old covenant is different. And you have the backup of Jesus saying, that's what the right Jesus is saying. Jesus says that, come not to destroy the law, but to fulfill it. No, if he come to fulfill the law, how are you using the law to require under the new covenant? You can't do that. And that confusion is something that I discover with the church. You know, you're not under the law, you're under the grace. So everything that Jesus teaches, when people think that, you know, you have to keep some of Moses' law, or some, they are going to, like, separate certain things to, I mean, gather money in the New Testament church. But there is instruction how to collect money under the New Testament. St. Paul is the one who teaches that, how the money solicitation is done under the New Testament. All right. I don't know if it may be the Jehovah's Witness don't practice some of that money thing like the rest of Christianity. The other part of Christianity, they collect tithe still. And tithe is a Old Testament practice. The apostles were given to teach the new covenant gospel. And that's what the Christians live by, right? So I think the Bible gets a little too much for Christians, And my friends, I am telling you that things have happened that brought me to this time where I am now devoted to distinction. Distinction in the way we have been giving the direction on how to be convinced of something, because that's the way it's true, and stay with it. So today, I just want to, like, bring it to you, these things, and whether you find something that is worthwhile to guide your head, your brain. Okay. Now, I just have a little more time to talk to you. Now, think about this. If you are not using, I'm not talking about Christian covenant of Bible and things, because I'm not into Bible, New Testament, Christian, New Testament, Old Testament belief. I'm not into that. Only some places in the Old Testament that I find virtue in some pages there. I could, like, talk about that someday. However, what I want to talk about now is prehistory knowledge of the world and our creation. I'm not into this Old Testament Christian church. That is what the European made up. They make up that. And I'm not a part of that. Christianity is not civilized. It's not civilized understanding or knowledge, okay? And so, I am telling you these things, and hopeful that you understand. We are going to a a thing about homosexuality, and it is terrible that we don't understand what homosexuality is. And even though you read in the Bible about Genesis 19, it still don't affect the African people, who I know since 100,000 years ago, when these white people spew their disease on us. We are still under their disease today. Every day, African people are in the hospital and all kind of stuff because of them, these white people. Now, I bring these things out to you today so you understand that white people are not human beings. And I just defined it a while ago. White people are not human beings. And because we are like immune to this evil of homosexuality. But I show you that they are not civilized. That's what I did in the opening of what I was saying. Because we go to where there was no civilization, then we have some, you know, some things that begin to crawl, and then we have the primates, the hominid, okay? And they had no civilized development at all, none, okay? Then they came and mixed up with our people, and that's why I'm telling you, 100,000 years ago, that's when they started with their poison, their disease on us, and that over the past 100,000 years, we are troubled with their disease and will never overcome it. I mean, we gone with it now. So not unless some of us begin to like get renewal of our senses and we can read and know where lies are written and we don't follow them. But when it comes to government, these folks don't belong among us. And the world is a textbook is telling us, but we're too retarded for now. You see? And they have us supporting what we should never be a part of. Now, that's how the white people, I mean, come in and make themselves like they are human beings like us and stuff like that. But what I should do about about civilized and then civilization. You see what I mean? That you have to break it down, break the word down, civilized and civilization. Civilized is an adjective. Civilization is a noun. Make the difference. Don't let these sodomites begin to fool you. We have to get them out. And I tell you something. We will never be blessed until we do get them out. And the reason why they are here among us is simple because we don't get them out. Civilize is an adjective. Zation, civilization is a noun. It is something. Up here, civilized, you don't generalize that as something. It is some intangible thing. The civilized is intangible. I always break it down like this. Civilization is what is made by civilized, right? Civilized by itself is not what is made, but what is understood. Civilize your brain and the way you think. You are civilized. You, with your civilization, is going to make things that become civilization. So human beings are created civilized, and then we are the people of civilization. That's what it is. These fucking dog white people who come up with their bad blood and mess around with our brain, the time is over for them. All right, so I thank you for listening to that. I just have like about a few more minutes to tell you. What we represent is not nonsense, is ultimate civilized sense, okay? And we are the people of civilization, not them. We want them out with their Haiti and Adamani because we have every capability. Every capability they don't have. They can't prove to us that Jesus ever existed. They can't. And Jesus is the pillar and ground of what they use to make AD and Adamani government. We don't want no more of them in our place at all because they are sodomites. And that the Bible show you that you're not to mix up with sodomy. And they are the one who make up the church. And if you don't know that, that's bad. You need to know that. Yes? We need to know that. And now, I'm telling you, Elohim gods will deftly, mean in a very subtle way, destroy and civilize Europe homosexuals off from the earth. Yeah, because they are not good for anything. And they, as long as we are supportive to them, we will be cursed. And the gods will destroy us along with them. Get out from among them. And what our responsibility is to chase them out, is to rebuke them and tell that let them be uncomfortable and they will seek their own settlement that they left in Europe. That's where they're supposed to go. If you fail to remove yourself from these sodomites who come and bring law that you want to married to your same sex. These are dirty things that these, you know, these faggot white people want to bring us into their culture. That's what they're doing. And I'm telling you, it's not going to happen. And when the God put them where they belong, we will be at peace. Until then, no. Elohim gods will deathly destroy uncivilized Europe homosexuals from earth. They will. Homosexuals are not human, are not human beings. Okay, and that's what the record shows. Of two species, one of the species is civilized. The other is uncivilized. And that is white people, hominid primates. They are apes. They would want us to be called the apes. But it's not us, it's them. We are sapien and the gods mixed together. Okay? So you listen to this. Homosexuals are not human beings. Hideous criminals. That's what they are. Hideous criminals. Own nothing, claims all. That's what they are. And that's what I must tell you. And it's up to you if you want to go and take on, you know, their democracy and all that. You don't know. They make it. So democracy is not a civilized thing because these fucking assholes, they are the one who invent that. And talk about, you know, like it's a good thing and this is a new world order and all kind of thing they want to say. I'm telling you, it's not true. In addition to the deadly impact of disease. The deadly impact of these white people diseases. Wars and genocide. Thornton has emphasized that many indigenous nations in what is in what today the United States were removed, relocated, dispersed, concentrated, or forced to migrate at least once after contact with Europeans or Americans. And he has observed that the forced removal of over 100,000 indigenous people to areas west of the Mississippi River during the first half of the 19th century directly resulted in significant loss of life. You hear what we have been going through? Moreover, such removals and relocations destroyed indigenous people's ways of life, which resulted in substantial additional loss of life. Other devastating assaults on these ways of life included the Spanish missions in California, Florida, and Texas. The U.S. government's attempts, these uncivilized stuff, attempts to make Plains Indians into cattle ranchers and Southern Indians into America's farmers, efforts by churches and governments to undermine indigenous religious, governmental, and kingship system, the often deliberate destruction of flora and fauna that American Indian use for other uses too. I want to thank you for tuning into the program, and I hope you do well and that what I have explained, hold fast. Take good care. Talk to you later.